Joining us now is the third of our Floridians today. Please welcome from Estero, Florida, Crawford Wiley. Crawford, first tell us about this mighty organ here at Shell Point that you're going to play on.
It's a four-manual Allen digital organ, and it's all the sound comes out of speakers, so...
So no pipes will be harmed in the making of this music?
No, none at all.
Okay. Might blow a few speakers, but maybe not.
Maybe.
Actually, didn't Virgil Fox make these electronic organs famous in his Fillmore concerts back in the 70s?
Very much. In fact, I think he used Allen.
He did.
He would have been very pleased with the advances made, so...
It's a wonderful instrument. Of course, he wore a cape. I mean,
yes, I'm not doing that.
Okay, well,
we're not going there.
He got like huge rock audiences to come to his concerts. That was really quite an amazing thing. Anyway, you're playing a beautiful couple of pieces for us. What are you going to play for us?
I will be playing the fourth and sixth movements from Hermann Schrader's Little Prelude and Intermezzi.
Crawford Wiley, our 17-year-old organist from Estero, Florida, playing Hermann Schroeder's Intermezzi. So, Crawford, have you always played the organ? Did you start out on piano? Or?
Yes, sir, I started out on piano, so I've been playing the organ about 3 years now.
And you started on the piano when you were what age?
Started on piano, I think I was about 4. So
you were playing piano for an awfully long time.
Yes, sir.
Before you decided this was the better way to go.
Yes.
Well, I would like to know what was so bad about the piano.
Well, nothing's bad about it. The organ is just so much better.
Getting no respect on this show whatsoever, I'll tell you. Well, and you've obviously got happy feet. That's one of your feet to get into the act, and we only have 3 pedals on the piano, and you're having a good time
definitely.
With these. Yeah, it's great. It's sounds great. I mean, it's a wonderful sound. If I could make that kind of bass sound just stomping my feet on the piano, I'd be a much happier man.
Well, anyway, you have to make the piano a whole lot bigger, so.
Well, it's wonderful. Anyway, the organ is just perfect for you, and I understand you're already taking it very seriously. You've got a job already at 17.
Yes, sir. I'm the organist at Gospel Baptist Church.
Congratulations. And it's not just the organ at church. You're a real, a maniac, I'll say it, for choral music. You really love
yes,
choral
sir.
Music. In particular, the men and boys chorus,
yes, sir.
Sort of the English tradition.
Yes, sir, very much.
How did you first hear that kind of choral music?
We got one of those ads in the mail that everyone gets from the Musical Heritage Society. Mm-hmm. And, it's buy 5 CDs for 99 cents
yeah.
a piece.
Yeah.
And one of the CDs that we bought was a Christmas CD with a boys and men choir.
Uh-huh.
And it was phenomenal sounding. Yeah. I never heard something like that before. So
the other CD wasn't, by the way, fake practicing or anything.
No.
You didn't buy one
wasn't.
Of those. Okay, great.
They weren't available at that time.
Okay, that's right. So what was it? Just the sound enthralled you about
yes,
this chorus?
Yes, it's a very pure sound.
Which choirs would you say? You have favorite choirs. What
yes,
are your favorites?
Probably the King's College Choir, the St. Paul's Cathedral Choir, and the choir of St. Thomas Church in New York.
In New York, so
they were
United
just down
States.
Here last
wow.
week.
Fantastic. And King's College is in Cambridge, England.
Yes, sir.
Let's hear just a little bit of that choral sound we're talking about. This is one of your favorite choirs, the King's College Choir, directed by Stephen Cleobury, singing an anthem by William Byrd. That is quite beautiful.
It
I
is.
Love William Byrd, too. So, Crawford, what would be your dream gig, looking
well,
ahead?
I'd really like to get the position of the organ scholar at King's College.
Crawford, I guess we'll be seeing you at the high table in the next couple of years.
Well,
good luck to you.
Probably not, but...
We'll keep that uppermost in our minds. And thanks, Crawford
yes,
Wiley.
Sir.
Crawford Wiley, our 17-year-old organist from Estero, Florida.
Did you know that From the Top is really into education? We've teamed up with Young Audiences, America's leading producer of live educational programs in the arts, to send our young performers to classrooms all across the country. Of course, our kids don't go to these schools on their own. They're guided by experienced working artists, like this pro violinist, Jeff Davis.
Well, I perform in schools on a regular basis, and this is very different because they can look at me, who's well up into my 50s now, and just see an old fellow, but they look at Hillary and they have some access. They can imagine being 15. They have an experience like that very often when they're watching basketball players, but I don't know that they have the experience of running into absolutely world-class musicians who are just a little bit older than they are, and it's a spectacular opportunity for them.
Classical music played by a peer is a powerful thing. It can change a young person's ideas about music, about commitment, and their own ability to stand out from the crowd. To find out more about our partnership with Young Audiences, go to youngaudiences.org and click on What's New. Each year, From the Top and the Jack Kent Cook Foundation present 25 performers of exceptional musical ability, outstanding academic potential, and financial need with the $10,000 Jack Kent Cook Young Artist Award. Learn more at FromTheTop.org. Chris.